Hey everyone, welcome back to the Apple Podcast. Today, we will discuss the case Kumho Tire Co. v. Carmichael, decided in 1999. This Supreme Court decision addressed an important question. How did the Supreme Court expand the double reliability standard for its expert testimony, and what types of expertise did it include? Let's delve into this influential case. The case started when a man named Patrick Carmichael was involved in a tragic car accident in Alabama back in 1993. The right rear tire of a minivan suddenly blew out, causing the vehicle to overturn. The crash claimed the life of one passenger and left several others injured. Following the accident, Patrick Carmichael and the other plaintiffs filed a product liability lawsuit against Kumho Tire Co., arguing that the tire was defectively manufactured. To support their case, the plaintiffs relied on the testimony of Dennis Carlson Jr., an expert in tire failure analysis. He argued that a manufacturing or design defect caused the tire to fail. His conclusions were based on a visual and tactile inspection of the tire and a methodology he described as eliminating other potential causes, such as misused cost over deflection. Kumho Tire Co. challenged Mr. Carlson's testimony, arguing it failed to meet the reliability requirements under Rule 702 of the Federal Rules of Evidence. The district court excluded the testimony, applying the double standard, which mandates that expert testimony must be both relevant and reliable. The court found Mr. Carlson's methodology insufficiently tested and unsupported by peer-reviewed studies. The 11th Circuit Court reversed on appeal, holding that the Daubert standard only applied to scientific testimony, not technical or experience-based expert testimony like Carlson's. Kumho Tire Co. appealed to the Supreme Court, which granted certiorari to resolve this question. In a unanimous decision, the Supreme Court ruled that the double standard applies to all expert testimony, not just scientific evidence. Writing for the majority, Justice Breyer emphasized several key points. First, the court held that Rule 702 of the Federal Rules of Evidence encompasses scientific, technical, or other specialized knowledge. The distinction between scientific and technical expertise is not relevant to determining the admissibility of expert testimony. Second, the court reiterated that the reliability factors outlined in Daubert, such as testability, peer review, error rates, and general acceptance, are not a rigid checklist. Trial judges possess broad discretion to apply these factors as appropriate to the specific type of expertise and the facts of the case. Last but not least, the court affirmed the trial judge's role as a gatekeeper, responsible for ensuring that expert testimony is based on reliable principles and methods, regardless of the field of expertise. In this case, the court determined that the district court acted within its discretion by excluding Mr. Carlson's testimony. It noted that Mr. Carlson's methodology lacked sufficient validation through testing, peer-reviewed research, or general acceptance in the tire failure analysis community. The decision in this case significantly expanded the reach of the Daubert standard, establishing that the principles of evidentiary reliability apply equally to scientific, technical, and other specialized knowledge. This case shows the importance of rigorous standards for expert testimony in ensuring a fair trial. While the decision strengthened the trial court's gatekeeping role, it also allowed for flexibility, enabling judges to tailor their analysis to the unique aspects. Some critics argue that this heightened scrutiny could restrict the admissibility of legitimate expert testimony, particularly in emerging fields. That's all for today's episode on Kumho Tire Co. v. Carmichael, a key case for evaluating expert testimony in U.S. courts. Thanks for tuning into the Apple Podcast. Join us next time as we examine another pivotal case.